Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day, customized around a weekly theme. And our theme this week and in today's episode is all about abundance. And this is the final episode in our week-long series on abundance. And I'll be guiding you in this episode 680. I'll be guiding you as you walk, as you do a walking meditation every Saturday. This is for a Saturday meditation, although you can listen to the meditations in any order you want. Well, on Saturdays, I like to leave a walking guided meditation because I love for you to celebrate all the hard work you've done throughout the week as you've focused on the theme and you've explored a different meditation technique every single day as you've focused on abundance in this week's series. And you can find all the meditation techniques and the meditations over at my website at sipandom.com. And you can also join a free private Facebook group that goes along with these meditations. You can find it there in the resource section of just about any episode you come across. As well, you can go to Sip and Om's Facebook page. And I love it when I receive a message from someone directly asking to be added to the group. I like to be able to see you and meet you one-on-one there when you send me a message. So you can be added to this group if you'd like to. We're doing an abundance meditation challenge this week. We do a challenge every week in the private Facebook group, customized, of course, around the theme. So it's a way to connect with others from around the world who listen to the meditations just like you do, and also to receive inspiration every day. Well, as you get ready to do today's abundance walking meditation, I want you to begin to relax your body. So go ahead and start to notice where you're holding tension today. Where are you noticing your tension today? You can always do these meditations inside. If you're not able to make it outside, you can certainly do the meditations indoors. And if you are indoors, I encourage you to open a window or door. Let the outside elements into your meditation space. I encourage you to do this every time you meditate because it really does help to connect you with your environment. And if you are outside walking, you're likely standing up. Or you might be sitting down just before you get ready to go out and walk. Just take a few minutes to touch base with yourself, to honor yourself for what you're doing, and to start to interiorize a little more, pull away from the distractions of your day, whatever you were thinking about before you decided to do this meditation. For a moment, straighten up your spine, close your eyes gently, and see if you can keep your eyes uplifted as they're closed, because this will help to keep your thoughts uplifted. And relax your face and your jaw, soften your neck and your throat. Feel your shoulders relax and see if you can feel your spine relax even as you're keeping it nice and straight. See if you can just relax your spine. Relax your arms and hands at your sides. Soften your stomach, let it hang out, not sucking it in. Let it hang out so you can oxygenate your entire body as you breathe. When you inhale, feel your abdomen rise upward a little bit. And as you exhale, feel it sink back down. This is the best way to breathe all day long. It's a belly breath. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees and relax your calves. Beautiful. Very nice. Notice how you feel. Notice your breath. Just begin to notice how the air flows in and out of your nose. Now, if you're outside meditating, doing this walking meditation, you can open your eyes and start to walk. Notice your first few steps that you take as you go into this walking meditation. And if you're seated meditating, just visualize yourself walking in one of your favorite locations. As you walk, take a look around you and notice the abundance in the world around you. Abundance, as we've focused on this week, is not so much about adding to your life or gaining something, becoming rich, becoming super ultra fit and healthy. It's not so much about that as it is about you honoring the abundance you already have. Because the definition of abundance is when you have a large volume or quantity of something. So, what do you already have in large volumes, quantity? Maybe you're very excellent in a particular area of your life. Maybe you are an awesome friend. Maybe you're very dedicated. Whatever it is, think about this and don't underestimate the little nuances that you may take for granted that are strengths that you are always able to do, that you're always able to rely on yourself to turn a situation around or to reach out and help someone in need. Those nuances, they may not happen every day, but when they do show up, when you are encountered with certain situations, you shine and help others, or you're able to help yourself, lift yourself back up. Whatever it is, make sure that you notice this about yourself and appreciate it. All around you. If you're walking in a city or a neighborhood, you may notice homes or buildings. Each one was a plan in someone's head. It was a dream. It was something someone really thought about before they created. See if you can appreciate, even if it's not your personal aesthetic or taste, see if you can appreciate the man-made, human-made things in your life for what they are. For the person who created those and thought those up, If you're walking in nature, I'm in my backyard and there's a pond with some birds, egrets and all kinds of different birds, and they are having their breakfast. I'm recording this in the morning and I'm appreciating the variety of wildlife around me and the colors and the sounds and the textures in nature, and how we all have an integral role in this universal dynamic. You can begin to think some pretty big thoughts when you really consider your life and people in it and your role and what you do each day. Your life can seem much less mundane if you feel like you need to spice it up. If you really think about what you do each day and the impact you make, I think you can find a lot of reasons to feel abundance. Maybe you share abundance with others. Notice the sounds. Sometimes we don't really appreciate the sounds around us and we tune them out. I saw a great documentary recently about people who are living in Antarctica year-round. It's possible to go to the different bases represented by different countries in the world and get a job and live there. And one thing that these people said really struck them is that it's so silent. And that when they came back to their respective cities and homes, they were shocked by how much noise there is compared to living in Antarctica. So listen to the sounds around you, and if you can focus on just one sound for 1 minute, bring that sound deep into your awareness. This can be a great way to develop focus skills. If you stop a few times throughout your day and incorporate this, where you just focus on one sound, it's amazing how much this will improve your focus. Try to pull out a sound that's very faint, that you can hardly hear, and see if you can focus on it. All the abundance you currently have in your life, the qualities, the characteristics, your material possessions, your circle of friends, anything you have in abundance is something that started with a thought. It's something that you cultivated. If you're naturally athletic, you started somewhere doing athletics, using your body. If you're studious, it started somewhere. It started with your curiosity and feeding this curiosity. If you have many friends, it started with you reaching out and being a friend to others. If you're wealthy, it started with you pursuing different financial opportunities around you. So if you feel like you need more of something in your life, even though you know you have abundance already, if there's something more you desire or you seek, just start with something small and keep doing it consistently. And over time, you will be abundant in that area in your life. So as you walk, consider what future abundance you want to include in your life. As always, I so enjoyed sharing these meditations with you. Tomorrow we launch into a brand new theme. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.